It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
I'm going back just a step because we were talking about this local guy here. I think he's in Littleton who's selling his Star Wars memorabilia collection. It's a bunch of toys.
Yeah.
He's got 5,000 items and he's going to be selling them for like upwards of $7 million, which is insane. And I love that story because I'm a collector. I kept all my stuff from the 80s and 90s, you know, growing up. And then yeah. I collect He-Man stuff now currently because I'm a dork. So over the break, Katie, you might remember this toy. Josh, you definitely won't because it came out in like 85, 86.
Ahead of my time.
I have been searching and searching for My Pet Monster.
Yeah.
Do you remember My Pet Monster?
I looked at a picture. I totally remember the blue big with blue. The fang and
it's
the horns.
Fangs, ugly thing.
Ugly
it's
thing.
So ugly. It had breakaway orange plastic handcuffs.
Yes! Yeah. He's got little horns. Yeah. And it was the thing back in like 86 to have a My Pet Monster.
Yeah.
And I had one. And it has been missing for years. And I've even asked my mom. I was like, Mom, do you have My Pet Monster? She's like, I don't think so. We were cleaning the basement over the break, and there was a big bin of stuffed animals that I found down there that I didn't know I had. And buried in the bottom
no
of it.
No way. Did you find
it? My Pet Monster!
Oh, how much is that thing
wow.
worth now?
I looked it up. They are going anywhere, because mine's in, like, pristine condition.
I'm sure.
Of
yeah.
From $300 to $500.
Wow.
Hey. For this big, goofy stuffed animal. So I know. Nicole was like, you were, because she was down there with me, she's like, you were like a kid at Christmas when you found that. She's like, it was disgusting.
Oh, I love it, though. Like, that was the highlight of your break.
She's like, I'm embarrassed for you.
Dude, one of the boxes it looked like, I'm looking this thing up. First of all, ugly as sin. But,
I know.
It looks like one of the boxes, it was like the pet monster breaking out of the TV.
Yeah.
That looks really, that actually is really cool.
No, our toys back in the day were awesome. Like, remember the, you probably didn't have a Popple because that was more of a girl
I had a Popple.
Thing. You did.
Yeah.
The
My mom thought I was a
great.
Yeah. It's more of a girl thing. I had several.
I had a collection of Popples, actually.
Yeah, I think my mom thought
Teddy Ruxpin, Rainbow Bright dolls. Like, we had it made back in the day.
We sure did.
Life before cell phones.
Life before cell phones.
Yes.
That was so good. Anyway, I have My Pet Monster.
Yeah.
80s Kids Unite.
That's cool.
That should have been my positive for today, for PMI.
Why not?
Honestly, yeah.
Well, here we go. It's PMI, a positive, a minus, and something interesting to send you on your way this morning. I do have to pee.
You do.
I got to pee this morning. And this is for everybody in a strong relationship right now. And you might want to think about, you know, why is it such a strong relationship? Is it because you're farting in front of each other? Very well could be. A number of studies are suggesting that couples who pass gas in front of each other are more comfortable around each other and therefore have stronger emotional bonds.
That's a big barrier to break.
It really is.
Like, Katie, we're in the dating world and like,
Not together, but
But if you go on some of those dates that last a couple hours and you finally get to go to your own car or home and you're like, okay,
release your My Pet Monster,
my stomach,
dude,
it's the worst, man.
And when you do that for the first time in front of somebody, it's a moment.
It's the guy always has to be like,
special.
It's okay, it's fine,
exactly.
Don't worry
especially
about it.
Especially if you're the girl, it's not ladylike to just be letting one
rip
go.
You know, Katie.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
You just wait till when I find my forever love. We're just going to take that bathroom door off.
They say fluffing in front of each other is a marker of intimacy, honesty, and relaxation within the relationship. It can lead to a more trusting and resilient partnership. So once you get to that point, you're like, you know what? We're doing pretty darn good.
I love you.
That we can do this in front of each other.
I'm going to try breaking that barrier on the first date next time. We'll see what happens.
Might as well. Like, that should be a topic.
Yeah,
like, religion, politics,
will
and
you
then
fart, in
fart
front of
on
me?
Each other. Just get it out of the way.
Let's go to date three.
Katie, if that person stays, you know they're a forever person then, though.
You know.
They're into it.
Yeah, that's how you pass the test.
There you go.
There you go. That's
I
your positive
like that
this
story.
Morning.
I like it.
Who's got the M?
I have the M today, and this is another local one because, man, we just had New Year's here in the state of Colorado. Not looking so good when it comes to the DUIs.
What happened?
There's two that made the news cycle that just a little crazy. One up in the Westminster area. So this pickup truck, 93rd and Sheridan is where cops spotted him first. And they're like, well, he's weaving in and out of lanes. He's not doing the right stuff. They tried to pull him over, and he led them on a high-speed chase from 93rd and Sheridan all the way down Highway 36.
You don't
win those. No. And they caught this guy on I-25. He had lost three of his tires. This dude was rolling on rims.
Rolling on the rims.
Rolling on rims when he got caught.
Sparking and fire.
Thankfully, he didn't hurt anybody, but my goodness, if we're not learning that there are Ubers out there for a reason, y'all.
Ossifer, I'm not that drunk. I promise.
Ooh, my goodness. And then another one, this one actually happened New Year's Eve, and it was Vasquez and Highway 270 is where they pulled this one over. There was an officer on the side of the road attending to somebody else, and this drunk driver hit the officer's vehicle.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. And the officer was hurt and got sent to the hospital. Thankfully, he's doing better, but oh my gosh, the pictures of this. That cop cruiser is just like
smashed.
It is accordion smashed. This guy was going fast. And again, driving drunk. And so it's just like, remember, that is something you don't want to deal with. Again, you don't want to hurt yourself or somebody else, but the legal repercussions you're going to deal with if you get a DUI.
It'll follow you around $10,000
right off the bat, isn't it?
My gosh.
I think in Colorado, it's 10 grand right off the bat.
And then the guilt you know, and everything if you really do hurt somebody or kill somebody.
It's not worth it. Call that Uber.
That is a minus, Katie.
That is a minus.
That's a solid minus right there.
Yeah.
All right, Josh.
I have interesting. Well, we just had a very rare astrological event happen to us. Did you guys know that?
Please tell me, Bill Nye.
We're starting off the year a couple days ago now with a black moon. Now, a black moon is when you have a new moon twice in 1 month. So a new moon is where you don't see the moon. You know, it's the new one.
Okay.
And that usually happens once every 29, 30 days. Okay.
Okay.
So a once a month event. The black moon is when it happens twice in 1 month. This happens every 33 months. So it is a very rare event, but starting off the year with it is an even rarer feat. This happens every couple of years. So it's a very rare event as well. And it's really cool. I looked at the moon yesterday. It happens from December 30th.
So is it 30th. Like black?
It's a new moon. You don't see it.
So it's just
the outline of the moon, essentially. Yeah. It's almost like... It's not an eclipse, but it's like the Earth's shadow is blocking the sun's light from the moon. The moon doesn't obviously... For those that don't know, the moon doesn't emit its own light. It reflects off the sun. So when the Earth's shadow is blocking that, you just see like a very pale outline of the moon. And then you see like, you know, some people call it like God's fingernail, just a sliver of the moon a little bit. And I looked at it last night. You guys, it was so cool. It was right above the mountains. And it was super, super dark on one side. And then you could kind of see it.
Make a wish?
Yes.
You could?
Yes.
I don't know.
Are you supposed to do something when this very rare
manifest
event occurs? You could definitely manifest.
Yes.
Yeah.
You close your eyes and make a wish.
Moon and manifestation go hand in hand.
Do you have to be naked when you do it?
You should.
You have to be in your underwear, I think.
And you know what
I
mean?
The most true and honest form of yourself is when you should talk to the moon.
So naked.
I'm just saying.
Outside on your back porch.
No wonder you're single.
No wonder.
Spouting off nonsense
like
that. If you
really want the moon to know you for who you are, there,
moon,
be naked.
Find me a man. Mr. Moon, find
How did you
me a
know?
Man.
Are you watching me at night?
Oh, God.
Stop.
Mr. Moon, I don't want to be single in 2025.
Wait a minute. The man on the moon, can I just date you?
Hey, there we go.
Come on. He's like, no.
I smelled your farts.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.